An exciting new production of the Who's classic rock opera Tommy opens this Saturday evening. This production's happening at the historic landmark Le Havre Depot Theater, actually a 1909 renovated train station, and it's going to be a fantastic show. Marcus Daniel is both the director and the choreographer for the production, and he said, with opening night just barely 48 hours away, he and his cast are putting in some intense work days.
At this point, I wake up as soon as I'm up, which is could be anywhere between 8 to 11 a.m., depending upon how late I've slept. I will immediately start working on Tommy, and that's what it's been about for the last month, with phone calls, with organizing my crew, who's fantastic. We've got a really great crew who's made this show absolutely beautiful. And we'll get to the theater about 6 o'clock. The cast will get there at 7 p.m., and that's their call time. Every rehearsal, we start at 7 p.m. And we'll work till about 11:30 or midnight sometimes, and then my crew will stay at the theater for a few more hours, and sometimes, especially the last week and a half, I've been there till about 2, 3, or 4 in the morning doing finishing touches on the show. So it's long days, but it doesn't feel like it's a long day because, one, we're all doing something that we absolutely love, and if we didn't love it, we wouldn't be here. And two, it really just is so necessary. The amount of work is necessary for the show, and the show deserves it, so it's long days, but it's very fulfilling days.
What would you consider has been, in those long days, your most fulfilling experience?
The most fulfilling experience, I think, had to have probably come yesterday. The set was done, the lights were on, the cast was in costume, and it was the first time that I got to sit down and really kind of watch my show and watch what we've all created together. You know, and I say we because it really is, it's a team effort. I come at the show with my idea and my vision, but you can only go so far with your vision unless you have a group of people that trust you and a group of people that understand what you're telling them. And my cast specifically has really dug into the depths and the emotional struggle of these characters and have done an exorbitant amount of research, and it shows. It's painful how much work they've done. And to get to finally sit down yesterday and go, wow, we actually did it, and it works, and it's unreal, was my favorite part so far. And it was nice to see how excited the cast was that it's finally all there. Because it really does. It adds a whole nother level to your energy on stage, and it added a whole nother layer to their performances. And it was a special moment. I got goosebumps, and there were a few times that I kind of sat there and cried because it's exciting.
That is the best endorsement, I think, right there. What would you consider the biggest challenge that you and your cast have had in getting to that goosebump moment?
Trusting themselves on stage, I think, was the biggest part for the cast. You know, when you do a musical, you don't normally, there's not a large amount of musicals that have a huge emotional depth, but what we've done with this show has, we haven't changed the show, but it's this completely brand new, it's a very visceral experience. Tommy. And they have to do all, they're in all these situations that most people, God willing, have never had to deal with. You know, I would hope that the cast has never had to deal with, you know, any form of physical, emotional abuse or any of those things that this character has to go through. And to see them have to learn what it's like to live that on stage, to research it, and to trust themselves that they are strong enough on stage to tell the story was the biggest challenge. And I told them from the beginning, it's not going to be there from day one. It's going to be something that's going to build, and it's going to build, and it's going to build. And every day we're going to have a little bit more trust and a little bit more love and respect. And it's true. And I always do this wonderful activity with my cast where we sit in a circle and we just talk about our lives. And it's always interesting to see how the cast dynamic changes after that 2 or 3 hour conversation. Because all of a sudden the trust level goes through the roof and you have your next rehearsal and it's boom, the magic is there. And so that was the hardest part, but it's also, again, going back to what's been the most satisfying, it's the same thing that's been the most satisfying is realizing that they are capable and they are ready to tell this story.
And as we wrap up here, totally unfair question, if you had to pick a favorite moment, not one favorite, but one of your favorites, what would you choose?
Oh, man, that's, you know, there's some, really, this show is moment by moment it's a painting. Every different scene is an absolute tableau of something different and something exciting. But I really love the last 20 minutes of Act 2 because it's going to blow your mind. And I don't want to say anything because it really is. It's shocking and it's intriguing, and everyone is going to have questions and leave the theater talking about it. And it's such a beautiful, beautiful moment, specifically the very end of the show. So I think that would have to be my favorite just because of all the different aspects that come with it. It's really, it's fantastic, fantastic sequence. And really, I can't wait to see people's reactions.
And of course, the dates, once again, October 6th through October 20th.
Yes, and October 14th, we will be performing at the San Gabriel Valley Pride. So we'll be doing a performance there, I believe, beginning in the late afternoon. And that takes place at Pasadena City College in Pasadena.
Will you be doing a full performance, and do you know where on the campus?
We will not be doing a full performance of the show, obviously, because the show's 2 hours. But we will be doing about 5 songs from Tommy, 5 of our best songs. Our entire cast will be there. They'll be in costume. We're going to be on the main stage, and I don't know the exact time yet, but I know it's going to be in late afternoon. We have about a half an hour set, and we're also going to feature some songs from the musical Rent, because I did a production of Rent at the same theater last year, and so we're going to feature some of those songs as well. And specifically, it's great that we get to feature Rent as well, because Rent is such a huge, empowering musical, specifically for the LGBT community. And Tommy is too. There's a lot of Tommy that really builds up the LGBT community. And, you know, we've got a lot of those members in our cast too. So I'm really proud that they have asked us to be a part of it in both aspects.